Your mortal fear of having to do anything, feel anything, or what is wrong can be fixed with right. I read today, there is nothing wrong with America that can't be fixed by what is right with America. And tons of memes about wrong and fixing. But as usual, I start my day with Reddit. Okay, first I answer my emails to clients. Then I go to Reddit. I found a thread that turned the light on for me. It is about cats. Don't growl. Any topic can be a great topic to find out what holds you back in life. In this thread, the dude shares that whenever he enters the room, his cat stares at him and runs to hide. He, typical human, first thought that there must be something wrong with him, or something wrong with his cat, that the cat is afraid of him. Eventually found out that the cat is trying to teach him the hide-and-seek game. So as soon as he managed to look at life from the point of view of the cat, he learned the game, and life became great again. A whole 91% of all your troubles come from only looking at things through your own eyes. That is a staggering number. From that vantage point, you are stuck. Stuck with whatever you made up, stuck with wrong, with stupid, insufficient, worthless, or whatever stupid things you have been saying about yourself, and wrong, stupid, etc. about others, about life, about society, about everything. The dude on Reddit doesn't know how special he is. How exceptional it is that he managed to look at the scenario through a different vantage point. I wonder if he manages to do the same with his girlfriend, his boss, his neighbor. Or if he reserves this brilliance only for his cat. Could be. So getting out of the prison of the one-track pony, of the one-way looking is special. Even though everyone could. But don't. But why? What is in the way? Thus the title of this article, Your Mortal Fear of Having To. We are in the completion challenge phase of the prison break. Breaking out of your one rigid point of view. Completion is a process and a state. When you are complete, you feel whole. You feel undamaged. You feel free to be. The process that takes you there is called completion. And unfortunately, for anything to become complete from incomplete, from dramatic, bad, horrible, terrible, painful, it needs to be seen from a different point of view. So what prevents people from moving out of their own vantage point, from moving out from behind their own eyeballs? The stumbling block seems to be the act of taking responsibility, the act of owning that you did that, think that, want that. But why? What is there that I don't have? For me, taking responsibility is always returning me to power. The key word may be returning? Maybe. Maybe the incident, the action, the inclination they don't want to take responsibility for because it didn't come from power? Musseltist says no. The issue is that they think, from the limited perspective of the one point of view, if they took responsibility, if they own that they did that, then you would have to do something that they don't want to do, are unwilling to do. The myth of having to. I say it's a myth, because you made it up. You don't have to do anything. You can choose to do something, but it is owning something that will set you free. That will return you to power. Unless you can give up the myth you invented, that now you have to do something, you'll never want to own anything you did. Anything you were? The having to myth is closely connected to the wrong myth. That you can fix a wrong by doing something right. No. If there is nothing wrong, then the right you'll do to fix what isn't will be a new problem. And then you'll have to fix that by doing something right. Can you see how that is a self-perpetuating cycle taking you to hell? Or at the minimum keep you stuck where you are? When I look back at my life, what gave me a leg up is that I hardly ever thought that I had to do something. Or more precisely, when I was at the wrong. I didn't think I had to do something to fix it. So I refrained from creating new problems, and I could move on with my life. A few years ago, okay, about 20 years ago. A few years ago, okay, about 20 years ago I gossiped about a woman. She always wore beautiful, expensive, new clothes, her hair was expensively colored, she drove a new SUV. So when someone asked me where her money was from, I said, for all I know men buy her stuff. She sensed that, and she confronted me. I told her what I said. And she told everyone who was willing to listen. Landmark Education banned me for a while from participating, we were both participants. Turns out that she was a trust fund kid. With a very rich father out of state. So how do you complete a faux pas like that? You own that all you could see of what you saw. And that you felt less. Forgot to say, she was also beautiful. Talented. And adored by my best friend who after this was not talking to me. So what is there to own? That I could not see a way to get all that money the legal, the honest, the honorable way? Hell yeah, that is what it was. In .my .world. In .my .world I could never be able to get what she got. Don't forget, I was an immigrant without relatives, without any support. Okay. I can own that. I am still that. And underdog barking at the big dog. Lol. Did I have to do anything to make it right? No. It is what it is. Was I right? There is no right in reality. Was I wrong? There is no wrong in reality. I did what I did, I am the way I am, and I am okay. A little shaky around rich people. So, as you see, what gets you complete is owning. What would get you not complete is thinking that you have to do something to make it okay. There is no okay in reality either. I have a bunch of moochers and looters in my classes. Takers. Second-handers. Humanity, on the level of evolution, is made up of moochers and looters and second-handers. Who am I to make up that it's wrong? It is a level of evolution. The prison and the prison break. Unless you can own how you are, you cannot get to the next level. And if you make it wrong, you just strengthen the bars of your prison. For most of you, this whole area is like a PhD level course you are not ready for. This is why the challenges start on the kindergarten level. With the reality challenge. The idea that you could be, that you could take responsibility only comes in the second challenge, in the reframing challenge. And is entirely about that in the completion challenge. So there is no sign up button for this challenge. But if you are interested on getting on this path. This path to power, personal power, you can register in the reality challenge. It is a one-on-one program. No classes. Just emails between you and me. Daily. If you slack off, first I warn you, and then I take you out of the program. The cost is $5 a week, which is $10 less than what it should be. And it is charged weekly. So you can cancel when you change your mind. After all, this is about prison break, not about imprisoning you. As long as you are in this prison, you are powerless. And what do powerless people do? Alternately, they cower, or they force. Not a life I want for you. How long will it take? It depends on your rigidity. Your rigidity is the level at which you insist that you are right about anything. I measure it in the starting point measurements. The more rigid you are, the more you are exposed to incurable diseases. By the way. So loosen up, and the challenges are a great way to do that. If you don't. Eventually I'll take you out of the program. Okay, sign up if you are interested. Start your journey.